It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. So I'm wondering if there is an order to which you eat food every day.
An order to which you eat food?
Yeah. Are you you need to have breakfast every morning or first, like a breakfasty type thing first? Or do you just, or is it random and you, whatever you eat in, for breakfast, it could be any type of meal, not a
well, if
quote,
I'm having
breakfast
type of
meal.
If I'm having breakfast, I'm having it first. Otherwise, most of the time I skip it and have a shake, and then lunch is the first meal, and then dinner.
So, but the food, it's got to be like a breakfast type food, right?
Well, no, not at lunch.
It can be anything.
I'm moving on. Yeah, it's more of like a sandwich kind of a thing or a salad at lunch.
So if you skip breakfast, the breakfast food is done for the day. And you move on to lunch and dinner. Okay,
yeah.
So
now sometimes we have Brenner. We'll have breakfast for dinner.
Right, that's delicious and lovely.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But for breakfast, will you pull in dinner type items for breakfast?
No.
Or lunch type items for breakfast?
That feels like it's not legal.
So I know this may shock you to hear, but I'm very much a whatever I can find for breakfast, I'll have for breakfast. It doesn't have to be a breakfast type of food.
Really? That feels a little like anarchy.
It is. I got to be honest, in a weird sort of way, it is. But I'll pull something out of the fridge in the morning and, maybe I'll consider, okay, maybe this is a lunch thing. But then, maybe around 7 o'clock, I haven't had anything to eat yet. And I'm like, that looks kind of good. Let me just go ahead and roll into that. So I bring all this up to say I've already had a chili cheese dog. It's already telling me that maybe that wasn't the best choice of.
Yeah, your body's not used to that. I feel like your
items.
Body's like, this is too aggressive for this time of day. Too aggressive.
Yeah. Now, I've had pizza before for breakfast, and that's delightful.
Oh, not the same thing.
You don't think?
No.
Really?
Chili dog?
No.
Are you kidding me? Your body needs time to be, like, up and rolling longer and be able to, like, maybe process some other foods first you let chili dog come play.
Again, I had a banana, and that was fully intended. That was fully intended to be my breakfast, like
that
banana
not enough.
A cup of coffee. To get myself some
banana
fruit.
And coffee.
Yeah, to get myself
preparing your body for a chili dog.
To get myself some fruit and sugar in the morning before. I start the day, but I still have the banana. I skipped over the banana and I went right for the chili dog.
Oh, we understand now why your body hates you. Like your body's revolting right now. Like, dude, too much.
Maybe
too much.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, I wanted to know if it's a thing where if you're having breakfast, it's got to be a breakfast type food.
Well, I feel like there is a reason why places like Skyline Chili, they don't offer the chili dogs for breakfast, right?
I don't know. I've never gone over there for breakfast, but maybe. Hunter says I've cooked a burger for breakfast while camping. Yeah, I'll tell you, like camping.
Yeah, I feel like the rules are out the window for that.
Yeah, all bets are off on that. I've had all sorts of weird stuff while camping, but all right. Well, yeah, just thought I would try to find some common ground between you and I, and I guess yet again I strike out. So.
Yeah, no, we can't. Uh-uh. We're not going to be the same if you're eating chili dogs in the morning.
Maybe you don't know what you're missing.
No, I do. I absolutely do. My stomach knows.
Oh.
That would not jive.
All right.
There are lots of things that would just sit like a brick in my stomach in the morning. That is not what you need.
Let's get to a feel good. Do this. Every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So this woman, Emily in Alabama, really hit the fashion jackpot at Goodwill. She found a couture wedding gown for $25. She was about to walk out when she spotted it, decided it was just too darn beautiful to pass up, regardless of the fact, nope, she has no intention of getting married anytime soon.
It fits me like a glove. It's just stunning. Let me show you guys a close-up. It is just stunning. It's
when she got home, she did a little detective work. Turns out the dress is made by one of the fashion world's most in-demand wedding designers, Galia Lahav.
It's going to sit in a dark, secluded area of my closet so it doesn't change color. And whenever I do get married, I would still love to wear this dress.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so just guess how much that dress retails for.
What?
$6,200.
Nice.
Right? You bought it for $25. Yep, you don't really need a boyfriend at that point to just take advantage of that kind of a deal. And the fact that it fit her perfectly is
kind of awesome, too.
Oh, it's absolutely. So she's just like, you know what? She's going to sit in the dark. Someday, I'll get to wear her. Well, she was too pretty to pass up. You can see the story, WDJX.com.
At TheBenAndKellyShow.com.
Time for your stupid fact of the day. This is where
do some learning.
Yeah, take and find random things on the internet, bring them to you as fact. You ready for a word of the day?
Okay.
Eructation.
Eruptation?
No. Eructation.
Oh, eructation. Okay.
Eructation. Like I had a large eructation. That sounds so funny.
Please explain it quickly, sir. Please give us context.
My wife was embarrassed by my large eructation.
That is not helping. We need a definition.
It is the medical word for burping.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's way different than
burping,
what that
belching.
Sounded.
It is the medical term for burping or belching, eructation.
Okay, all right.
So again, I embarrassed myself when I had a large eructation in public.
It happens a lot when you eat apples. I think those are your biggest eructations.
People were embarrassed. I could see their faces flushed when they realized my eructation.
I don't know if that's a word anybody should use because A, no one's going to know what that means. B, it sounds real bad.
It sounds real bad. I love it. Oh, gosh.
Oh, not good. Okay, how do you spell that, by the way?
I interrupted class.
Stop it. Stop.
With my very disruptive eructation. Eructation.
Okay, all right.
Eructation.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Someone is going to use that
enjoy
word today.
That. Yes.
Either at work, maybe in school.
They'll enjoy my eructation.
Oh, boy.
Hopefully, my wife doesn't enjoy my eructation as much as I would like her to.
No. Oh. Your body enjoys it, though.
That's right. Again, it's the medical word for burping. There you go. That is your stupid fact of the day here.
Oh, that's dumb.
It's learning.
It's really dumb.
It's learning.
Oh, it's dumb.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
You're welcome.
That's great.
On the way, a phone tap. Before that, it's a setting the bar story that's so Kentucky, it involves the police, Bacon Street, and an arrested pig. That is all
it's
on the way.
Perfect for breakfast.
On 99.7 DJX. All right, it's setting the bar time. Kelly, this is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, this setting the bar story so Kentucky, it involves the police, Bacon Street, and an arrested pig. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting your pig arrested, you're doing okay.
Why is the pig arrested?
From WMYT News.
Corbin police officers discovered a wayward pig roaming the streets of their community Saturday.
Yeah.
What is this pig doing? Are you on drugs, pig?
And not just on any street. The officers found the pig on Bacon Creek Road.
Get out of here!
That's perfect. Of course he was found on that street. Of course.
Officials ask if the pig is yours that you come claim it at the police department.
Yeah, they're like, listen, if your pig is wandering the streets of Corbin, we want to get it back to you. Right now, it is locked up.
That's right. And you better hurry, because before we get hungry. they didn't make that up. They actually said that.
Yeah, they posted it on Facebook, and we've shared it at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, if you know anybody in Corbin who maybe lives on Bacon Creek Road,
who's missing
a pig.
A pig.
The police would kindly like to talk to you. All right?
Uh-huh. All right.
So there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to this phone tap.
Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Jack says, hey, Ben and Kelly, it's my buddy Tom's birthday, and I didn't get him a present, but I know how much he can't stand social media culture, so I thought maybe you could have some fun with that. Also, let him know it's from me, so he knows I got him a, quote, present, LOL.
What a friend. So Robert Hassenpepper's needing to call Tom at his job, right? He forgot to pay his premium, but it gets a little awkward because it's clear Robert is more focused on something else.
Uh-oh.
A.K.A. social media.
Oh, no.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Thank you for calling Church. This is Tom. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm sorry. You said your name was Tom?
Yes, this is Tom speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Tom. It's Robert Hassenpepper. I think I forgot to pay my premium this month. Is that something that we can take care of here? You can look up for me?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. Do you have your account number in front of you?
Oh, hang on a second. I just picked up my Starbucks order. I have to Instagram it, or it didn't happen, am I right?
What?
Okay. You just tell me your name. I can start looking up your...
Well, I don't have that information in front of me right now. Could I DM it to you on the Twitter or something? Would that be possible?
DM? Sorry? What, the last name and your social, or the last four of your social. I can start with that.
Well, hang on a quick second. I got to tweet this out. insurance guy giving me the runaround. Hashtag give me a break.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. How about? All right. Let's start over. I can do your name, phone number. You can start with your address.
Are you following me on the Twitter? It's at Mr. Hassenpants.
I know. I'm not following. I'm not following you. Second of all, what?
Well, I guess you could just look me up on LinkedIn or something like that.
I don't even know what LinkedIn is. Just give me your damn name, please. What is your name? What is your last name? What is your last name and your phone number?
Hang on a second. I got to tweet something real quick.
No, stop tweeting.
Does
I'm
anyone ever
you.
Grow up thinking I want to be an insurance guy?
This is a complete waste of my time.
Hang on a second. I just need to post another pic of this latte on my story. Oh, my gosh.
Sir, are you actually calling about your account?
Don't you just love the look of a fresh latte? Work of art.
Take your time at Starbucks and call back when you're prepared with your account number and any information that's relevant to your case here.
Well, maybe I should just text your buddy Jack for help.
As long as I get the information.
Tom, your buddy Jack set you up for a phone tap for your birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX. He was telling us how anti-social media you are.
Nice job. Yeah, no, I... Yeah, I sort of recognize about half of those terms.
Well done.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Infuriating, isn't it? Infuriating. Give me your dang name. Do you know your name? Give me your name, sir.
Hang on. Can you believe this guy on the phone with me? LOL.
Oh,
hashtag triggered.
Immediately. Oh, he is a champ for hanging on.
Oh, shoot. All right, there you go. That's your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX. Anybody know what Scooter Braun has been up to recently? Even though Scooter Braun isn't linked to this, you always got to think, because Katy Perry has sold her music rights.
Not to Scooter Braun. He didn't buy them.
$225 million. It's to a company that was co-founded by her own record label. So it covers all five of her studio albums.
Is that better or worse? Like, I thought that sounded a little weird. Like, is that a conflict of interest or no? Apparently not.
I guess not. No, I guess
okay.
not.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I wonder if she just is needing some quick cash and is just like, all right, well, I'll let you guys manage all this. And here you go.
Well, she's like, you know what? I'm not really making music anymore. So,
right.
You know.
Right. You can have them.
Might as well cash in $225 million. I could invest that.
Yeah. Not a bad payday, especially, you know, when you consider her album, what was it? Teenage Dreams had like 5 number one hits off of it, which had only been replicated by Michael Jackson.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, so she's got some bangers, that's for sure. But I'm just saying this because I don't want to, in like 2 years, go back and have Katie's version
of, right.
of all of
you
these
know what?
Songs.
I need to record all of my albums.
I know. I mean, Taylor's kind of set the bar and,
right.
and shown a model where it's very profitable to do that. So, you know.
I'm selling my music. Wait a second.
Hang on a second.
I want it back.
I want my own music, my own
I'm going to re-record it.
It's 99.7 EJX. Let's get to this feel good. Kelly Kay.
Okay, so next week, the new season of The Voice fires up on Monday. The first season without Blake Shelton, I should point out.
Okay.
It kicks off on the 25th. And this season, look for a local contestant, Jackson Snelling, let the cat out of the bag on social media that he auditioned for the show. But it's not his first national TV singing competition rodeo. You may recall a couple of years ago.
He was on Idol, right?
He was on American Idol.
You know I'm trying my best to take care of the family you left. You know that mom feels alone. Cause she has no one to hold.
He's got a good voice. Was that him from Idol or?
That was his Idol audition.
Oh, okay. All
yep.
right.
And Lionel Richie was really affected by it. He told a really bittersweet story about losing his dad. And so the story behind the song was really impactful too. But so there you go. Watch for him on the, I don't know when he's going to be popping up. I don't think they can, you know, specifically say just, they were just like, hey, we can tell you I'm going to be on. Just watch.
All
kicks off on Monday. You can see that video, by the way. It's up at WDJX.com.
At Ben and Kelly Show. That's where you can always tweet us, DM us, anything like that. You know, social media. Of course, we're in an age where social media is huge. You know? I mean, that's where everybody now has an audience. Everybody has followers. Everybody can garner followers. You can control kind of that stuff.
It can be a job.
I mean, and people have shown that it can be very successful. You know, you can get clicks, you can get hits. I don't know if you've ever seen the story of how Mr. Beast, one of the biggest YouTubers on the planet, became who he was. But, you know, I mean,
he started off as like a gamer, right?
Well,
and kind of segued into doing these big giveaways.
Well, but he was a gamer and he was just trying things out on YouTube, just trying and failing, trying and failing, trying and failing, trying and failing, and figuring out along the way what got clicks, what, you know, what things that they would post would get a little bit more interaction than others, and you know, then kind of used that and snowballed that and really kind of made a thing for himself. So, you know, I mean, you see people like him, and of course, you know, the Kardashians who can get all sorts of money from just social media posts, and you got dollar signs in your eyes, right?
Sure.
You're like, I could do that. Come on.
I'm
going to
be
that.
An influencer.
But what if the people around you are like, yeah, about that?
They're not on board.
Right, exactly. So that's kind of, I think, where, not Owen. Owen's reaching out to us. That's the only reason we know it. But Owen's friend is.
He's trying to do his friend a solid. Like, listen, I'm going to get some great advice for you. I'll report back.
And, you know, when things get cringe and he's like, how do I approach this with her? That is coming up in group therapy, and if you've got an issue and you're like, you know what, could use Ben and Kelly's help to sort it out, you can message us at Ben and Kelly Show or Ben and Kelly Show at gmail.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Owen says, hey, guys, reaching out because I know he never will.
Mm.
My friend's wife had a video go viral. Now she thinks she's a social media influencer.
Okay.
She's done the egg prank on him 3 times and posted it, and he didn't want her to.
Should we pause here and explain what that one is?
I'm assuming she's putting eggs on his head.
Okay, so you haven't seen it either. So
no.
It's where you are doing kind of a almost like a cooking video, and you have a bowl in front of you,
right?
And you are cracking eggs into the bowl, but you're showing this person that's next to you, and you use their forehead to crack the egg.
Okay, gotcha.
And like you crack one into the bowl, and then you use the other one and crack it on their head, and the whole video is their reaction. And like, there've been plenty of moms that have done it on their little kids, and it's funny, but it's almost like, oh, because sometimes the kids are like, ow, why would you do that? Right.
Yeah.
I know. But like doing it with an adult is also kind of funny too, because that, you know, it's just basically reaction videos to cracking an egg on their forehead. All right. Sorry.
Okay. So she's been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's been doing rant videos that he says are cringy.
Mm.
He tells me he thinks it makes them look bad as a couple. If he asks, should she stop posting? Honestly, I think they're pretty cringe too. Anyway, I'm not sure what I'll do with the information you give other than show my friend, but thanks in advance.
That can be kind of hard when you've got people in your ear going, you see what your wife or your husband is posting,
yeah.
You know, that's like you gotta rein that in and stuff like that.
And they think that they're on the cusp of like breaking wide open. Like I'm working out the formula. I'm going to be building followers.
Now,
this is going to be our ticket.
We are by no means influencers. However, I will say that, you know, our 99.7DJX Instagram page has videos that have over 200,000 views, over...
Really?
Yeah, and so I can also say that it does nothing for us. Like,
okay.
It barely gets us any more followers. We're not getting money from it. So
right.
It's not like... It's you got to get into the millions, and you got to also figure out how to monetize it. And that's the thing where everybody on social media is trying to do the exact same thing. They're trying to monetize it and all that stuff. So it could be a hard road to travel. I say that to say, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, like it's her social media page, and maybe she thinks she's got permission since she's married to one of her subjects to do it. But let's take those videos out of the equation and assume that, okay, maybe he has a case if he goes to her and says, okay, hey, I don't want you posting videos of me anymore, of you doing pranks on me. You know, that can kind of seem like a stick in the mud, like, oh, you know, what are you?
Yeah, well, I think he's afraid to tell her that he doesn't like the idea. He thinks that it's kind of bad content.
Well,
and
he
doesn't want to hurt her feelings.
But my whole point is beyond that. I don't know if he can tell her what to and what to not post otherwise.
Well, yes, without hurting her feelings. Like, that's the whole reason why he hasn't said anything to this point. He's just venting to Owen about it. So I think that he feels a little stuck. Like, she's going to feel absolutely kind of like betrayed, left down, let down. I mean, you're supposed to be supported by your ride or die in all your... passions,
but at
and
the
all
same
of your
time,
goals and your
ride
dream
or die
chasing
should be able to tell you things that other people can't.
Right.
Should...
But then again, it also, I think, hurts a little more when it comes from them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, you want to impress them the most. And then when you feel like you're missing the mark, yeah, that's
right.
Going to be tough.
Who has a story about having to approach someone about content they're posting, and how did that go? All right, because maybe that will help in this situation.
Ooh, I've got an avenue. Like, if he's got a job, maybe he can come at it with, like, hey, I'm afraid that, like, my work is going to see what you're doing and it's going to, because, you know, social media things can get people fired.
Guess what's going to be the subject of her next rant video?
Maybe.
All right, 502-795-1997. That's our number, or at Ben and Kelly Show with Group Therapy here on 99.7 DJX. Mallory rolls in. I kind of want to know who she is so I can judge the cringe for myself. Yeah. Listen, we're not here to troll her.
No,
all right?
We're not giving a channel.
All right. All right, group therapy. Owen's friend has a wife who thinks she's now a social media influencer. She posts prank videos and rant videos, and he thinks they're just cringy and makes them look bad as a couple. So it's like, how can he tell her to stop without really, like, hurting her? All that?
Well, Stephanie says, posting for and about herself, okay, if that's what she wants to do. I guess she'll have to decide if that's the hill she wants her marriage to die on. However, posting videos of him or even sharing things that are not hers alone, but theirs as a couple, when he has set that boundary, is a huge red flag for me. What other boundaries is she prepared to push or ignore for her own benefit as well?
Yeah, for clout, for sure. I think Emily brings in a good point and says, if she wants to post videos, that's fine. If he doesn't want to be in them, she shouldn't make the posts or videos of him. If her videos are cringy, the internet will let her know.
Exactly. So she'll stop getting views.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it's not him to judge what is cringe and what is not, but he can say, hey, I don't want to be a part of the videos anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people are just saying, listen, he can refuse to be in them and just say, listen, you post whatever you want to post, but just don't involve me. And then let it play out.
There are others that are like, just go behind her back and report the videos as as offensive or whatever, and have the whatever platform she's using, you know, be it TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, whatever.
Then you'd be like, I don't know, babe. I don't know, like, who would have reported you.
That take was, it down.
That was mean.
I mean, I thought those looked good.
I mean, who would be mad about that?
I mean, you're ranting about Pop-Tarts and the fact that...
That's killer content, babe. I don't know what to say.
Brown sugar cinnamon is the best. I get it. I'm on board with that. I think it is, too. I don't know why anybody would take offense to that.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, Kelly K's hitting report, report, report. It's Chocolate Fudge Sunday!
I disagree. That is offensive. I'm triggered.
That is, I am triggered. No one can sit here and in their right mind say brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts are the best. Granted, a lot of people are like, hey, I want to know the videos and all that stuff. We're not here to shame her videos.
No.
We're really just trying to give her husband.
Owen and his friend are doing that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're trying to give them at least a way to approach it to be a little bit more tactful than, I don't know, it turning into a rant and some sort of social media thing. Bethany says brown sugar cinnamon is the punishment Pop-Tart. Bethany, I'm going to need you to shut up.
Here we go down the tangent. This is where we go sideways.
Listen, my brain sees a flashing light and it goes towards it, but I like, you can't come at me with that.
Listen, stop following the little light pointer around the room, Ben, just like your cats. Stop it. Stop.
The punishment Pop-Tart. I take offense to that.
Okay. So bottom line, he needs to, Owen's friend needs to tell his wife, listen, don't post any videos with me. You can do what you want to do. And then the internet will decide.
Yeah. The internet will decide if she's viral, if she's worth, having.
If she's entertaining, people will find her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
If she has a following and if people are enjoying her content, they'll let her know. And
maybe it's not his cup of tea, but it doesn't have to be.
If
it ends up being, maybe she is onto something, she finds an audience, and then it starts benefiting them. Who knows? But you have to, I think, let her try and just kind of support her from the wings and just say, okay, you do you. I'm just going to be over here. Just please don't post any videos of me cracking eggs in my head anymore.
Listen. Bethany, I'm going to go back to you with the
sugar
cinnamon Pop-Tart.
Let it go.
And there are legions of people that are kindly asking you to button it.
Corey rolling in. Brown sugar cinnamon's the best. Valerie, my 4-year-old, only eats brown sugar cinnamon because they're delicious. Okay.
Ashley. Right. Shut up, Bethany. My wife even rolling in is the only one worth eating. Yeah, absolutely. But brown sugar cinnamon is the best.
I am actually currently right now eating strawberry iced Pop-Tarts.
Now,
they're quite delicious. For the hashtag health.
Okay.
It's free.
I'll accept strawberry. I'll accept the strawberry, but
is that acceptable?
I won't throw you under the bus for that. I will though if you rolled in and said that you were eating a
hot fudge sundae, that's dessert. Yes, and you don't even need to toast that either. It's delicious. I'm just going to say that. And also the s'mores. Okay. So I'm going to say that's where I'm dropping the mic.
Mallory says strawberry is the punishment Pop-Tart. All right, we can be done with it. We don't need to go down the Pop-Tart rabbit hole here. But the point is, there's always going to be an audience for some sort of niche content. And
maybe this is content she needs to put on her channel. Maybe this is the key
this content we need to put on our channel.
Yes.
All right. Enjoy. Thank you for reaching out to us, Owen. That is group therapy. Let's play a fun little game, shall we, called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And introduce you to Jennifer calling us from Sellersburg. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty well. Jennifer has got brown hair, drives a Saturn View, is a baker at a casino. By the way, Jennifer, what is your specialty when it comes to culinary delights?
I actually just chose a dessert to do for the fall, a peach praline upside down.
Oh!
Yes. It's excellent.
Oh, we volunteered to be taste testers to make sure it's going to be acceptable for everyone. We volunteer to be taste testers.
And Jennifer has a boyfriend. Do you like run things? Like what is it like being your boyfriend? I mean, do you?
You know, he's the greatest guy I've ever been with.
And you shower him with sweet treats, right?
Yeah,
yes.
I was going to say.
Yeah, a nice guy.
Yeah, you test all of your culinary concoctions on your boyfriend before they hit the dining table.
Babe, what do you think about this one? This is delicious.
Yeah. Let me just marinate real
quick.
Ben,
it's getting awkward.
All right, Jennifer, it's a game where it's kind of fun to play because, one, as Kelly likes to say, these situations don't happen to you.
That's the best part.
Yep, it is a little kid, drunk adult. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Yeah, three stories you have to figure out. And each story, was the person a little kid when it happened or a drunk adult? Sometimes it's difficult because they share behavior qualities.
Yep. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
I got ran over by a cow.
Out the gate, I got ran over by a cow. All right. You know what? You know why? Because he didn't move.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a bonus dad joke.
Okay. All right.
What do you think?
So I'm thinking little kid.
All right, you're saying little kid.
I'll agree.
All right, you're both saying little kid.
Yeah.
I was a little kid.
There it is, little kid. Run over by a cow.
This cow we had on the farm hated me. One day, for no reason at all, the cow speared me into the side of this wall, and I ended up breaking my thumb. Believe it or not, cows can be vicious monsters.
Vicious monsters.
Wow. What in the world did he do to wrong the cow?
I know, right?
As a little kid.
Wow.
All right.
Cow's just like, I don't like you. He was a bully.
He was. All right, Jennifer, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I branded my brother with a butter knife.
My gosh.
My brother with a butter knife?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously took a butter knife, heated it up on... You know, I don't know, the stove, and then...
Ow.
I know, that could be either or, too. I'm going to say drunk adult.
All right, drunk adult.
I feel like this has tinges of drunk adult as well.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh, grounded forever. Grounded forever. Oh,
Brandon, the little brother with a butter knife.
Oh, no. He saw this in a movie and thought it was badass, so he insisted I do this,
And I disfigured his arm pretty fast, and we had to go to the emergency room. And 30 years later, that amazing scar is still a hot topic of conversation.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding? The brother asked for it?
Yes, the brother.
He wanted street cred. Oh, my gosh.
He's like, listen, I'm going to bite this leather strap, and you go ahead and put that prison brand right on
my... Sis, you got to do me a salad.
Wow.
I need you to brand me.
Wow.
Because the chicks are going to dig it.
Oh, my goodness.
Jennifer, do you have any siblings?
I do not.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Probably best, because apparently they ask you to brand them.
Yeah, right.
Right.
All right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I caught a curtain on fire while trying to light a fart.
I mean, but who hasn't, right?
And there's no obvious answer here.
Drunk adult.
You're saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
All right, you're both saying drunk adult.
Drunk adult,
all right.
Yes.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Drunk adult. 2 out of 3. Not bad, Jennifer. Yeah. Not bad.
I was trying to mimic my boyfriend who did it successfully earlier in the night.
Wait, hang on.
Oh,
she was trying to mimic her boyfriend who did it successfully. Jennifer, has your boyfriend ever successfully lit a fart?
You know, not in front of me, but we're probably going to try it now.
Oh, no, I don't think you should. Because you're going to catch the curtains on fire. That is not a good story to have to tell.
Well, I mean, just make sure there's nothing flammable around.
Okay.
Lesson learned.
I lit one of those long lighters and tried it, but couldn't fart. As I stood up, I still had the trigger pressed, and there was a flame coming out.
Oh, my God.
I fell into a curtain, and it caught fire in a second.
Oh, my gosh. So the... Okay.
I'm just glad it wasn't like a flamethrower.
Right. Well, it was okay.
She couldn't fart. She had performance anxiety.
She did have performance anxiety.
She's like,
this
I can't do it on demand.
This is so ridiculous.
So dumb.
Hey, Jennifer, congratulations. You win. Oh. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. I can't wait to come try your delicious desserts.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh. Come on by anytime.
Okay. Okay. What casino? Caesars Southern Indiana?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Caesars?
Like,
mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Cool.
Yep.
Jennifer,
all right.
Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
All right.
Wow. I mean, we need more magic in the vault, do we not? Listen, if you have a little story you think could qualify for this game, we need to hear it. Give us a little teaser. Give us the answer. Finish the story. Email us a little voice note at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
And there it is, little kid, drunk adult. We'll do it again tomorrow on 99.7 DJX. For more tickets, more fun stories. Maybe by now you've heard about this trend on social media. Women asking their boyfriends and husbands about this certain subject.
I come across this meme. It says, I saw an IG reel that said something along the lines of, women have no idea how often the men in their lives think about the Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire?
That's right.
Okay.
So I asked my husband, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? And without missing a beat, he said, every day. So I walk into the kitchen and I said, hey, babe, real quick question. Do you ever think about the Roman Empire? And he smirks. And without skipping a beat, he says, I mean, not more than, like, once a week. Not like that much more. Like maybe once or twice, but not more than that. What?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. What in the world? You're a guy. Does this apply to you?
I have never once thought of the Roman Empire.
Okay. No. All right.
Maybe
unless you had to studying it in school.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Or I'm watching Gladiator I'm watching a Roman Empire flick. I've never thought of that.
Yes.
Now listen, maybe I'm not of the intellectual caliber that some of these, you know, boyfriends and girlfriends and people who are posting this meme are at.
But then I need the follow-up question, why? Why are you thinking about the Roman Empire? What are you thinking about it? Like, how is it affecting your life that you're thinking about it this often?
So if not the Roman Empire, what is your Roman Empire?
What's one thing that I'm thinking about? Like at least once a week?
Constantly thinking about. So for me, it's exit strategy.
Oh, okay, sure.
I'm like,
yeah.
Because
how do I get out of this?
This was ingrained in me from Jason Bourne movies.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, first thing I walk into, when I walk into a room, where are my exits? Where are my exits? Where's my exits at?
Just in case.
I'm thinking
danger.
About that when I'm driving on the road. I'm thinking, okay, I'm just driving here. What if a car goes up? Where am I going? Where am I going? What's happening?
Defensive driving, coming up with lots of scenarios. What's your evasive move?
It's exit strategies, and if not exit strategies, it's what I'm going to eat next.
Okay. Yes. All right. I'm constantly thinking about the schedule. Where am I supposed to be? Who is supposed to be where? At what time? What do I need to take with me? All the things. And 9 times out of 10, like at least once a week, I am in the car leaving the driveway and I'm like, wait a second. Do I have my phone? Do I have, you know, and I forgot something and I circle back, go back and get it. Like I am notorious for that.
Now, if you are one of those who are fascinated by the Roman Empire, you probably know that the Romans would have baths together. They would bathe. They would have communal baths.
Is that why we're thinking about the Roman Empire, guys?
They invented loads of things that we still use today, like concrete. They invented newspapers.
Okay.
Centralized heating.
Centralized heating came from the Roman Empire?
That's right.
Impressive.
See, look, Kelly, I mean, I can understand why you can constantly look around you and see your surroundings and go, oh, influenced by the Roman Empire.
Okay, yeah.
Thinking about the Roman Empire.
Not ever thinking that. Now, if I'm in Italy and I'm standing in front of the Colosseum, I'll think about it all day long. That's an amazing place.
The Romans built roads, about 55,000 miles of roads there in Britain.
Okay.
Still around today.
Okie dokie.
Yeah. First city in the world to record a population of 1 million people. What do you think it was?
Roman Empire.
Rome.
Rome, okay.
It was Rome.
Rome.
Yeah.
Got it. Swifty Kim says, for my husband, it's football 100%. Even in the off season, close second would be his RC car stuff. And then for her, of course, Taylor Swift all day, every day.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So, like, if not the Roman Empire, because these videos, which, by the way, are kind of funny. You can see them on TikTok and Reels of women asking their husbands or boyfriends, hey, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? And them going, you know, oh, about once a week, about once a day, you know.
That's insanity.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so unexpected. What a sharp left turn.
So what is your Roman Empire? And especially, like, women, if we asked you, if I walked up to you and said, hey, what are you thinking about? Like, what would the girl version of the Roman Empire be? All right.
It would have to be, like, schedule, right? Right? Like, where am I going today? What do I got to do? How am I going to eat? Where am I going to eat? All those things.
You think?
Probably.
Okay.
We are practical thinkers, I think. Right. Most of us.
502-795-1997 would like to hear some of that coming up on 99.7. By now, you've probably heard of the Roman Empire trend where women are asking their boyfriends, husbands, how often they think about the Roman Empire. And a lot of the guys are saying like daily or weekly or something like that, right?
Which we're like, what? Why? This is so bizarre, right?
So I don't fall into that category. I don't really think about the Roman Empire and I think exit strategies and what I'm going to eat.
Okay.
But we were asking, so what do you think about? What is your Roman Empire? Amy said, tortured every day with the thought of what I'm going to fix for supper for my family every damn day. LOL.
Oh, yeah. That is so stressful. It is so stressful. Oh, I agree 100%.
Oh, shoot. Kristen says Kegels.
Oh, Kristen.
Wait, you think about that every day?
That is, well, she's working
Wait, is
out.
That is that like your exercises down there?
That's exercises down there. It's got to get your workout in, right?
If I try to do that myself, wait, can guys do that? They can, right?
No. Well, you have different ways to do that.
All right.
You do not have the same things to work out.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Karen says to think about what I'm supposed to do during the day or if I'm supposed to check in on a friend that I haven't heard from.
Yeah.
That's a really good thing to think about.
Yeah, a lot of people saying, you know, dinner, food, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Cindy says, does my dog have an inner monologue? And does he swear as much as I do in mine?
I mean, that is a great point. I would also add to that, if my dog could talk, what would he sound like?
Right. Oh, yes.
Like, hello. Hi. How are you?
Right.
I really love you. You are over here, yeah. But I want to be over here too. So
his name is Dougal, so that's 1,000% what I'm thinking he sounds like.
Yeah, so my dog Dougal is attached to your hip. He wants to be where you are. So he's right. Like, what are you guys doing? Are you guys getting up and moving over here? I will do that too. Uh-huh. He is not content to just lay in one spot and be content with himself. He has got to be where you are. So
right. And that's Poppy for us. Like, we have two pugs, Poppy and Piper. Poppy will follow me everywhere. Piper's just like, I'll be here when you get back to the couch. Like, I'm saving your spot, Mom.
Katie rolls in and says, I work in oncology and I can confirm males can do Kegels. Oh. So I know it's kind of like you got to sort of pinch it off when you're going number one. That's how you do it?
Okay, yeah, when you stop your pee flow. Sure. All right. Let's not dive into that. Why not?
I think that's
interesting.
Why don't
you look it up later if you need to know how to do that? Okay?
I mean, maybe I will now start thinking. Maybe that will be my Roman Empire now.
Oh, gosh.
Are you thinking about Kegels? I am.
Doing them right now.
I am.
I honestly wonder if the dogs talk to each other about us. Like, I wonder if our two dogs gossip to each other about us and about how crazy we're. In case in point, last night, the kids like to wrestle with Dad, right?
Sure, right.
And the dogs are barking all over. Like, they feel like they're probably like, look, they're doing it again. We live in an abusive household. Look at what they're doing. And so they probably are traumatized by it. They're not barking like they're happy. They're concerned. And I'm trying to tell them,
they're probably
okay,
trying
honey.
To figure out how to call some sort of authority.
Probably.
To
they're looking
come
for
in
an exit strategy.
And regulate it. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
They're looking. We need to report these people.
They're looking for an exit strategy.
Probably. But also a treat.
Yeah.
Like, when are you guys going to get me a treat?
Megan says, it's the Jonas Brothers. Since I was 16, it's been the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, that is precious. One in particular? You know that there's a favorite. Which one do you think about the most
Roman
in the first?
Empire is the Jonas Brothers. That is so
I need to know which one, though, you think about first and foremost. You're not getting, like, just the band picture in your head. Which one's popping in there first? You know you have a favorite? Probably Nick. Maybe Joe.
Justin,
it's Joe.
Justin says... The Roman Empire is an important part of world history. Mine is what I need at Target.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That is great. Okay. Well, hey, fun chat. So if someone approaches you and says, hey, how often do you think about the Roman Empire?
You can say, never, but this is what I do think about. You can have your answer, and you can just start them on a whole new path.
All right. There you go. It's 99.70 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Let's get to a phone tap.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Jack says, hey, Ben and Kelly, it's my buddy Tom's birthday, and I didn't get him a present.
Aww.
But I know how much you can't stand social media culture, so I thought maybe you could have some fun with that. Also, let him know it's for me, so he knows I got him a, quote, present. LOL.
Okay. So Robert Hotzenpepper is needing to call Tom at his job because he forgot to pay his premium.
Uh-oh.
Gets a little awkward when it's clear Robert is more focused on something else. Welcome to your phone tap.
Thank you for calling Church. This is Tom. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm sorry. You said your name was Tom?
Yes, this is Tom speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Tom. It's Robert Hotzenpepper. I think I forgot to pay my premium this month. Is that something that we can take care of here? You can look up for me?
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. Do you have your account number in front of you?
Oh, hang on a second. I just picked up my Starbucks order. I'm gonna have to Instagram it, or it didn't happen, am I right?
Oh, boy.
Okay. If you just tell me your name, I can start looking up your...
Well, I don't have that information in front of me right now. Could I DM it to you on the Twitter or something? Would that be possible?
DM? Sorry? What, yeah, no, just the last name and your social, or the last four of your social. I can start with that.
Well, hang on a quick second. I gotta tweet this out. insurance guy giving me the runaround. Hashtag give me a break.
Okay, all right, hold on. All right, let's start over. I can do your name, phone number. You can start with your address.
Are you following me on the Twitter? It's at Mr. Hossin Pants.
No, I'm not following. First of all, I'm not following you. Second of all, what?
Well, I guess you could just look me up on LinkedIn or something like that.
I don't even know what LinkedIn is. Just give me your damn name, please. What is your name? What is your last name? What is your last name and your phone number?
Hang on a second. I got to tweet something real quick.
Bro, stop tweeting.
Does
I'm
anyone ever
you.
Grow up thinking I want to be an insurance guy?
This is a complete waste of my time.
Hang on a second. I just need to post another pic of this latte on my story. Oh, my gosh.
Sir, are you actually calling about your account?
Don't you just love the look of a fresh latte? Work
no.
of art.
Take your time at Starbucks and call back when you're prepared with your account number and any information that's relevant to your case here.
Well, maybe I should just text your buddy Jack for help.
As long as I get the information.
Tom, your buddy Jack set you up for a phone tap for your birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX. He was telling us how anti-social media you are.
Nice job. Yeah, no, I... Yeah, I sort of recognize about half of those terms. well done. Nice job.
Ah, well, you're welcome.
Oh, that flew right by him, like right by him. But I'm totally wanting to follow Mr. Hossin Pants.
Mr. Really... Hossin Pants. All this latte content, that's what you'll get with me.
I'll sign up for the tweeter just to follow him.
All right, there you go. That is your phone tap here on 99.7 DJX. All right, still to come this hour, feel good stories and a setting the bar story straight out of Top Gun. All right, setting the bar story time. Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Let's cue the Top Gun music.
Yeah.
If you can manage to make it through the day without losing your F-35 fighter plane, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wait a second. Of all the things to lose track of, we've lost a fighter jet?
So...
did we forget where we parked it?
The military is asking for our help. So there was a training mishap, right? Pilot had to eject. The aircraft went down. The problem
so
is...
so he didn't park it anywhere?
No. The problem is we don't know where it went down.
Oh, okay.
They have still not located the F-35 fighter jet, which has been missing since Sunday.
Don't they have, like, a tracking device, like a black box, something like that? They have that on planes, right?
I mean, these are all great questions, Kelly. The good news is we have a great stealth program. The bad news is we don't
it's
know.
It's so good we can't find
yeah,
it ourselves?
I know, right?
Okay. All right. So maybe that's why they don't have the tracking device. They don't want the enemy to be able to track it, but we can't either.
Yeah, apparently not.
Oh,
so
we need to fix that.
There are plenty of memes that are going around as to where this military jet
course.
Could possibly be.
Yes.
But as of now, it is, people are like, hey, or the government's like, if you happen to see an F-35 in your backyard, could you let us know?
We'd like it back.
Some people are thinking it like went into a couple of different lakes and then maybe sunk. So that's part of the issue. But yeah, again, how do you lose a fighter jet worth millions and millions of dollars?
But nobody saw anything and the pilot can't give you like a generalized like, okay, so this is where I jumped out.
Yeah, well, I mean, the pilot jumped out, but you got to think that the jet is continuing to fly for probably several, dozen miles, hundreds of miles. Who knows?
Yeah, I guess. Wow.
Yep. So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without losing your F-35 fighter jet.
Ooh. I'm guessing they're probably not going to be able to fly it again if they do find it.
I mean, it's probably wrecked. Yeah, that's for
yeah.
sure. Yeah. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K. Show. We are still reeling from a very volatile discussion about Kegel exercises, Roman empires, and Pop-Tarts.
What the heck? I mean, we started with the Roman Empire, which was weird enough to begin with. Like, apparently, according to, TikTok, men think about the Roman Empire, like, a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing going around. I can confirm I am a man, and I do not think about it, so it's not not everyone. Now, I don't know if I am not of the intellectual capacity to have this sort of worldly thoughts on a daily basis. Mine is more of a Jason Bourne exit strategy and what meal am I eating next sort of
got
thing.
Got it. Yeah, so I would venture to guess if I asked my husband, he'd be like, no. So I don't know what he thinks about, though. That's curious. I'm not sure if I want to know.
Maybe you should.
Maybe he's got, like, I'm thinking exit strategy, too.
Maybe you should ask him if he how often he thinks of the Roman Empire.
And just see where the conversation goes. Okay.
I mean, because we did learn some fascinating facts about the Roman Empire, right?
We did.
I'm sorry, you weren't paying attention, obviously, during our educational...
No, I just tuned out at that point. I'm like, no, the Roman Empire, no. I'll think about it if I can go back to Italy and stand in front of the Colosseum. I'll think about it all day long. That place is amazing.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's easy to think about that. But in your normal everyday life, it's just out of left field in my brain that we're thinking about that.
So you can listen to the podcast up right now, WDJX.com. Click listen. This is the part of the show that we always say if you missed anything, the podcast is a great place to start. You can always go to the socials too, at Ben and Kelly Show. Plenty of people are weighing in on our group therapy where it wasn't really Owen's place to jump in and spill the tea on his buddy's wife, but we're thankful he did.
Well, he was just trying to get some advice to go back to his friend with, because he knows his friend is kind of in a, well, what he thinks is a tough spot, and he doesn't really know how to approach it. And so he thought, well, I'll go to my friends, Ben and Kelly, see what they say, take back some information and see what he can do with it. And we were basically like, listen, if his wife is going to find an audience, it will find her on the internet. The internet will tell her if her videos are cringy or not. And he can tell her that he doesn't want to be in them.
And just know that if anybody rolls up to you with a pirate joke or talking in swashbuckle, know that it's National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Hey, Ben, what's a pirate's favorite restaurant? Arby's!
And with that, we will be done. Thank you. Have a great day. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Arr.